DINRIC is seeking a more than $1.5 million funding increase to pay for various projects it has planned. In its Joint Finance Committee meeting Tuesday, Secretary Sean Garvin pointed to work to identify and treat emerging hazardous substances, like chemicals discovered in the town of Blades' water a few years ago.
This is a kind of both a short-term and a long-term investment. It allows us to quickly react if and when we have an incident. It also allows us to invest in looking at how we might avoid whatever that next incident might be.
Garvin says the nearly $400,000 would go towards a testing strategy for these dangerous substances, as well as a mobile emergency carbon vessel, such as the one in Blades, that could be installed quickly in a community to filter potentially hazardous drinking water. The department also wants to take its permitting system into the cloud, saying it would allow DINRIC to more efficiently guide people through the permitting process and avoid time lost handling paperwork. Roman Battaglia, Delaware Public Media.